Chapter 8. Sea Cucumber Express. The fox mounted the sea cucumbers, each paw on one blob. From her mouth, she sprinkled small bits of algae in front of her. Sure enough, the creature started wriggling toward the food, taking Dawn along for the ride. "It's working," Tobin said. "They're moving across the river." Eagerly, the pangolin mimicked Dawn's actions, climbing aboard the sea cucumbers and luring them forward with their favorite food. Bismarck and Cora soon followed, and so did the bat. "What are you doing?" snapped the sugar glider. "You have wings. Can't you fly across?" "Sonar's still broken," said the bat. "Why fly when you can ride?" asked another. Bismarck clenched his jaw. "Lazy bats," he muttered. "Come now," said Dawn, calling over her shoulder. "The sooner we cross, the sooner we can find the missing animals." Tobin nodded in agreement, and as he did, a large clump of algae dropped from his mouth to the water. His sea cucumbers shot toward the food. "Oh, goodness," he cried, speeding forward. Cora giggled. "Whee!" she exclaimed. "I can feel the wind in my fur." "It's a cucumber cavalry," said the sugar glider. "A speedy salad," added Tobin. "Hey, stop eating all the algae," said one of the bats to his companion. "I can't help it if these cucumbers have good taste in bait," said the bat, chewing down a mouthful of the slimy green matter. "That's the last of it. I ate mine too," said another. "I suppose we'll have to use wind power now." The bats extended their wings, which caught the wind like sails. The foursome zoomed on ahead, passing the brigade and Cora. Their steering, however, was wonky, and soon, bam, oof, plop, they crashed into a rock and tumbled into the river. As the brigade stepped off their sea cucumbers onto the rocky bank, the bats pulled themselves onto the shore, dripping wet, fists raised in triumph. "Made it," said one. "Bit of an unexpected dip. Water up the nose, that's for sure. But sweet, cough, cough, glory." Now on the other side of the river, Dawn peered through the trees. She could see the glittering surface of Patterson Pond. Sharp, distant howls warbled through the early morning air. The coyote's den was not far.